A man that's in Croatia last night. What was the buzz like in Croatia, Kobus Ulafir?
Hi, good morning, Darren. I tell you, it's something you actually can't describe. You have to be here. You know, Croatia is a very small country, and for them to make it to a semi-final of a World Cup, Zagreb has been, there's nothing else. It's just football. This past week, the whole city has almost come to a standstill. All the cars have got the flags on them. People are blowing hooters, firecrackers, all open air. It's freezing cold. It's like 1-2 degrees, but people are outside. They've got these like street cafe kind of setups with the heaters, and people are outside in the streets watching the football. And same last night, obviously very disappointing for them. But it's just been an unbelievable experience to be a part of a World Cup in Croatia and in Zagreb. But it all came to an end last night. But I think they're all happy. They did incredibly well to get this far, against all expectations, I would think.
Yeah, I would like to be in Morocco tonight. That is going to be buzzing on another level. So, listen, Kobus Ulafir, you might have remembered at the start of when Russia went into the Ukraine, and the bombs were going off, and it was the Ukraine, Kiev, the capital, is going to fall in 3 days. There's our Kobus Ulafir working as a headmaster at a school in Kiev, teaching cricket amongst the other subjects. This man has been all around the world teaching cricket. He's been to Kenya, he's taught in Dubai, he's taught here in Cape Town. Which were the schools here in Cape Town that you taught at, Kobus?
Please, Darren, I was here at Bishops and at Weinberg and also at Herzliya and Sea Point High over a period of about 20 years. My last school there was at Weinberg Boys High. I was teaching there in 2014.
Okay. And then, so then Kobus finds his way into the Ukraine, and then the bombs start raining down, and he's stuck in his flat with his four dogs. And he couldn't go into the underground safe sort of havens in their underground bomb shelters because they said, well, look, you've got dogs. You can't have the dogs here. So he stayed in his flat. And the harrowing journey, we followed it step by step. Every day we checked in with Kobus. And as they were getting closer and closer, Kobus didn't know what to do. And then Kobus decided to get out of Kiev. And then they closed. They ring-fenced Kiev and said, nobody out, nobody in. He managed to get his way out. He paid some guy. How much did you pay that driver to get you out of Kiev, Kobus?
At the time, I paid him $700, which for him, he was a football coach. It was about a three-month salary that I had to give him. But I was desperate, so I would have paid anything just to get out of Kiev at that stage.
And then what happened was they went through various roadblocks. I remember when we had you on the phone at that time, and the roadblocks, they were stopping you and they were asking, where are you going, what are you doing? You got out, long border waits, you made your way to Poland, and then because Poland were accepting refugees. I heard a number of like 2 million Ukrainian refugees. Here comes Kobus. Then eventually they said to Kobus, hey, listen, we're only taking Ukrainian refugees. No other nationality that's been living in the Ukraine are we accepting that is now gapping it. So then Kobus bought this old little green car and made a run for Croatia with no visas to go through. How many countries you had to go through? Hungary,
Slovenia. And then at the Hungarian border to get into Croatia, all my problems started again.
Yes. So now you find yourself in Croatia, and now they're going, you can't get a work permit.
Yeah, Darren, it's almost out of the frying pan into the fire for me. You know, the big thing is I have to be thankful. Me and my dogs are safe. And that is obviously the most important thing. But a lot of people seem to think once you make it out of Ukraine, it's all good and you're safe and you know, life goes on. But there's a lot of challenges along the way. It's been really hard. I've been here for 8 months now. My original first visa application, I applied for a humanitarian visa because, as you quite rightly said, I'm a third country citizen, and I don't get the protection status that the Ukrainians get in the EU now. So I have to apply for a visa, and it took 5 months for that process, and then they rejected the humanitarian visa application. So I've now applied for a digital nomad visa, and this process could again take another 5 to 6 months. And in the meantime, I'm not allowed to work at all. So it's been tough going. I've been very fortunate. We're doing the documentary on my story. Stefan Enslin, the South African producer, is doing the documentary, and Hilda van Dijk is writing a book together with me on this whole journey. And it's with Tafelberg Publishers. The book will come out next year. And the documentary is actually showing on Sunday at 5:30 during the World Cup final. So I think very few people are going to watch my documentary when they've got Argentina playing. But anyway, France or Cameroon, as you or Morocco, as you said. But at 5:30 it's going to be on Mnet, and then but I'll have it on Mnet Catch Up, so people can hopefully watch it later. But I've been getting a bit of money up front from that. But that's, you know, so it's been keeping me alive, but it's been tough here, you know. Also, even just the weather at night, it gets to about -4. In the daytime, it's about 1-2 degrees. So it hasn't been all easy, but I'm still incredibly optimistic. You know, at least I'm with my dogs. We're together. We managed to get out of Ukraine. So I've got a lot to be thankful for.
So, and the question I think everybody's asking, why not just come back to South Africa?
Darren, at the moment, to be very honest, in South Africa, you know, I'm not getting any younger. It's going to be quite difficult for me to find a job now in teaching in South Africa. You know, I'm 63 now, so it's not going to be easy. I applied for a couple of sporting sort of cricket coach positions in Cape Town and in Stellenbosch in the last 6 months, but I didn't make it. I think my age is beginning to count against me. And also, I mean, it sounds absolutely ridiculous. A lot of people won't understand. But, you know, if I go back to South Africa, the dogs will have to be in quarantine, probably in Johannesburg. And these guys, they're still so traumatized from the war. When they fire the firecrackers off here in Zagreb with the football, there's been a lot of firecrackers going at night celebrating and that. And the dogs are absolutely terrified. On Sundays, they test out their air raid systems here in Zagreb. So you've got that shrill sound of the air raid system that I sort of, you know, it was my worst nightmare in that time in Kiev. And it brings back so many memories when I hear this on a Sunday at about 12 o'clock. They test those. And the dogs are absolutely traumatized. So to put them now through a trip, you know, it will be a hell of a trip. You'll have to go through Dubai, connecting flights, and then sitting in quarantine. I just can't do it to the dogs. So I think South Africa at the moment, unfortunately, it's not really an option for me. I would love to go back. I mean, I'm always South African, and I miss that Camps Bay walks on the beach. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. But unfortunately, I think at the moment, with taking my age into consideration as well, it's just not an option for now.
Well, look, Corbis, wherever you end up, we will follow you and we'll keep checking in with you. And so Sunday, just before Carte Blanche, you say, The Dogs of War, it's a fantastic documentary, and you can see the whole thing that he went through. Corbis Olivier.
Oh, what a journey.
I wish you the best of luck, man.
Darren, lovely to talk to you in the KFM people again, all the listeners. And thank you, Darren. Just thank you so much to you. You've during that time in that apartment, those early morning calls, chatting to KFM, it meant the world to me and really, really helped me at that time, that support. And thank you so much for remembering me and you know, having this chat today. I really appreciate it, Darren. Thank you so much to you and KFM. Thanks, Darren. Enjoy the documentary.
Thank you.
More dogs tonight. Thank you.
Cheers, Corbis. Ciao, Corbis.
Bye, Corbis.